Chapter 2 History Lesson. Carmen Dula never set out to become the first human ambassador to an alien race. Nor did she aspire to become one of the most hated people on Earth, or off-Earth, technically, but which of us has control over our destiny? Most of us do have more control. It was Carmen's impulsiveness that brought her both distinctions. Her parents dragged her off to Mars when she was 18, along with her younger brother, Card. The small outpost there, which some called a colony, had decided to invite a shipload of families. A shitload of trouble, some people said. None of the kids were under 10, though, and most of the 75 people living there, in inflated bubbles under the Martian surface, enjoyed the infusion of new blood, of young blood. On the way over from Earth, about halfway through the 8-month voyage, Carmen had a brief affair with the pilot, Paul Collins. It was brief because the powers that be on Mars found out about it immediately and suggested that at 32, Paul shouldn't be dallying with an impressionable teenaged girl. Carmen was insulted, feeling that at 19 she was not a girl and was the only one in charge of her body. The first day they were on Mars, before they even settled into their cramped quarters, Carmen found out that the powers that be were one single doer power, Administrator Dargo Solingen. She obviously resented Carmen on various levels and proceeded to make the Earth girl her little project. It came to a head when Dargo discovered Carmen swimming, skinny-dipping, after midnight in a new water tank. She was the oldest of the 6 naked swimmers and so took the brunt of the punishment. Among other things, she was forbidden to visit the surface, which was their main recreation and escape, for 2 months. She rankled under this and rebelled in an obvious way. When everyone was asleep, she suited up and went outside alone, which broke the first commandment of life on Mars at the time. Never go outside without a buddy. She'd planned to go straight out a few kilometers and straight back, and slip back into her bunk before anyone knew she was gone. It was not to be. She fell through a thin shell of crust, which had never happened before, plummeted a couple of dozen meters, and broke an ankle and a rib. She was doomed. Out of radio contact, running out of air, and about to freeze solid. But she was rescued by a Martian.